Alberto, the exhibition is absolutely outstanding this year, and it's such a pleasure after a COVID break to be back in the Princess of Wales Conservatory. How long has it taken you to set it all up?
So the build itself just take around 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, but the planning starts a year before, so a full year to have the final result.
And tell me a little bit about what's on show.
So the visitors will basically have an amazing tour around Costa Rica, so they will enter and find themselves in the Caribbean coast where the sun is rising from our ponds, and then walk their way around the conservatory, through the central valley with the forests, encountering many animals made out of plant material, and end up the tour into the Pacific coast with a beautiful sunset.
Oh, I hope it's warmer than it is today. Costa Rica has won an award as a biodiversity hotspot. What does that mean?
A biodiversity hotspot is a region on Earth with an incredible amount of species of plants and animals. And Costa Rica is quite a small country, just 0.03% of the world land, but it has 5% of biodiversity, of the total biodiversity, so a staggering amount of species.
And half term is coming up soon. Do you have an event for the children to keep them occupied?
So, children that visit the Orchid Festival will have to find some toads hidden in our sign around the house, and at the end they will have retrieve a message from finding all of the toads.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And of course, I've got to ask you a couple of easy tips for keeping orchids at home.
So, I think most orchids don't really do well at home because they get watered too much. So one good thing is always to let them drain the excess of water, and water just when the pot is starting to get on the dry side, so not keeping constantly moist. Good light, not direct sunlight, so a windowsill usually work perfectly. Away from cold draft or the heating system of the house, and they should thrive.
Thank you very much.